Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And one of the greatest struggles that immigrants or refugees face when they come to a new country is learning the language and customs. And if they can't communicate effectively, that makes it very difficult for them to become self-sufficient and to really succeed in their new home. Carrie Porter saw that need in her community and decided to do something about it. She found a free course that trained people on how to teach English to non-English speakers and immediately got to work with groups of refugees and immigrants in her community. And her story is featured on the most recent episode of the Mormon Channel video series, Give Back. And we have Carrie in the studio with us today. Thanks for being here.
You're welcome. Thank you for inviting me.
So what got you first interested in teaching ESL classes?
Well, I've always wanted to be able to learn how to teach English, you know, in general, because it's such a wonderful skill to have if you're in another country or whatever. So that's kind of where my interest was. And then I had moved here and found that I had extra time because I hadn't established a big friend group or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to really focus my life on what I wanted to do first before I really sunk myself in. And one of the things that I really wanted to do was to find out how to teach English. And so I have some friends who they were teaching English as well, and they had gone through this program, and they told me where to go and who to contact. And I did and looked it up online and signed up for the course, and it was just wonderful. I have loved every moment of it.
And why do you think learning a language is such a valuable skill for people that are new to a country? What sort of reactions have you seen from the people that you've taught?
Oh, it is absolutely huge. And let me just share with you an experience that I had in the class as I was learning how to teach that taught me that this is critical. And what the teacher did was had a person come into the room and spoke no English. And they were teaching us and stood up in front of the class and started talking in their language. And then they started teaching it to us. And they put up pictures and then with the writing of it below and told us how to pronounce that word.
Hmm.
And then we were to repeat it, and we did. But then once we started getting two or three and four and five of these pictures with the names printed underneath it, and then they wanted us to point to it and do things with it. And I started going, oh, what was that? Oh, what? How did they pronounce that? And it was a real mind-altering kind of experience where I thought, this is how they feel. And I don't want anybody to feel like this.
Yeah, to come into a country and feel even more ostracized than you probably already do.
Exactly.
Or coming from a different culture and having different background and experiences, it's nice to feel like there's some way that you can sort of assimilate and
right.
Fit in with the culture around you.
Right.
I loved how you said in your episode that you've been able to develop this automatic love for the people that you serve and teach. How do you think that happens, or why do you think that happens when you serve someone?
I saw in them just amazing qualities that I was surprised, actually. It was so easy to teach them because they were so wanting to be taught and so willing to be taught and so grateful for what I had to give. And they are such loving people that I think I automatically felt that love from them. And they have such respect for, they call me teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, we have respect for teacher. And I'm going, I have done nothing to deserve their respect, but they respect the position of a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved the qualities that they exude.
Sounds like they're very humble.
They are.
Very teachable people. And I think that's a very Christ-like attribute, and it makes it easy to love people who display those qualities.
Definitely.
What other personal benefits have you seen from being involved in this work of teaching English?
I feel like because I look at them and find that they have pretty much nothing in comparison to what I have.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they have the best attitude and smiles and teacher. And if I'm kind of goofy when I teach, you know, I'll dance and and then their smiles get bigger and they start to move, like, you know, they dance is kind of a universal language.
Right.
And so we just the movement in and of itself just unites us.
Mm-hmm.
And where maybe a language is the barrier, but dance and music. And so I sing, you know, so that they can rhythmically remember these words as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just such a fun developmental thing for me. But at the same time, I think because they're happy, I'm happy.
Uh-huh.
And when I think about being unhappy, I think about them and the fact that they are so happy. What do I have to be unhappy about? So that's a personal benefit for me.
Definitely puts things into perspective.
Definitely.
For you, and makes you appreciate the things that you do have.
Right.
What type of reactions have you seen from those that you teach? How do you know that they're grateful for this? Or how do you know that they'll be able to use these skills?
Well, I actually just came from class, from teaching. And one of the little 19-year-olds left the class and said, "I love teacher." And I go, you know, that's how I know that they appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's gratifying.
Yeah.
I know that that 19-year-old needs this language. And she picks up on it quick. And she's going to be able to assimilate into the community better and to be able to help her family and those around her be able to grasp onto life in America faster.
And what a wonderful way to serve them. If someone's looking for a way to serve refugees or immigrants in their own community, what advice would you give them on where to start and kind of how to get that process going?
I think right now there are so many. You can just research it on the web. And there are so many outlets that you don't have to teach English if you don't want to teach. You could go and, you know, help drive them to doctor's appointments or just be a friend, just, you know, help them go shopping.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just the smallest things that you would think would not be of help are of immense help. And there are organizations that will get you connected with people who need those helps.
Yeah, I think that's a really good idea because I was struggling to kind of figure out, okay, I know helping refugees and immigrants is a really important thing, important enough for the prophet and other leaders of the church to announce it over the pulpit at the most recent general conference. But I was thinking, okay, I work full time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the time that I'm not working, I really cherish to spend with my family.
Mm-hmm.
But then I thought, like you did, I have a car. A lot of these people don't have cars and they need rides for certain things. So
mm-hmm.
there was an immigrant couple from Pakistan in my ward, they're LDS, and the wife wanted to learn how to drive. So I would drive her to the DMV to take her tests and things. And it was just
right.
this really easy way to serve that really didn't interrupt my life uh-huh. all that much, but it made a world of difference to her. And so I just encourage anyone who's listening to just think of the resources you have, think of the gifts you've been given, great and small, and there will always be a way that you can help someone else with those things. So thank you so much, Carrie, for being here today.
You bet. My pleasure.
All right. Well, be sure to check out Carrie's episode of Give Back, available now on mormonchannel.org. And if you're looking for ways to serve in your community, you can visit giveback.lds.org or iwasastranger.lds.org for more great ideas. And we're going to end our episode today with a quote from former LDS apostle Joseph B. Worthland. And he said, "All we have to do is to be the very best we can." And you can actually download a design of that quote for free at mormonchannel.org/blog. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.